Now, have you ever thought about yoga for improving your health? Well, two women who can convince you, male or female, that this is the thing for you, Diana Penny and Lizzie Biggin from Yoga West. I'm delighted to have you on the show.
Hello.
Rather ominously, you brought in a couple of bricks.
We have.
Which, from an agricultural point of view, frightens me slightly. What are the bricks for in a yoga context?
Well, in a yoga context, the bricks were devised originally by Mr. Iyengar.
We do. Okay. Can you move the mic slightly closer to you?
Oh, I certainly can.
That'll be a...
I'm quite short.
They were designed by Mr. Iyengar.
They were. They're based around house bricks, as you can see.
Ah.
And they're used, well, in this case, we're coming here to talk about pelvic floor health. Okay. And we might have a little go with your pelvic floor, if we may, a little later with
this brick.
We're
going to put a brick in it.
We might do.
Okay.
Don't look so worried.
I am slightly worried about that. From a medical point of view, I'm just trying to consider where the brick would go. Now, next week, Karen Wild is flying in from Australia. She's a world expert on yoga, particularly in the pelvic floor. But you're actually, interestingly, running pelvic floor workshops for men and for women.
Yes, we are. We've got Karen coming next weekend to run a series of workshops and on, well, the men's workshop is it's a men's class and it's a two-hour class next Saturday between 2 and 4, specifically for men to learn about how to use yoga to promote their own pelvic floor health, which, of course, is very important for men.
Well, tell us why, because people understand about women, particularly when a few babies have passed through, that they might get problems with their pelvic floor and leaking a bit when they jump up and down and a bit of stress incontinence. Why is the pelvic floor important for men?
There are a number of reasons. One, apparently, is that more men are having their prostates out earlier, I think. You probably can tell me on that, because of early detection tests for cancer. So one of the products of having prostate surgery can be incontinence.
Yeah.
And therefore, it is a very important area. Also, I think you were just saying a little bit earlier on your show about how men can be in denial about certain areas and certain health issues. So it is something that a lot can be done about.
Okay. Tell us about these particular workshops. They're happening next week. But you're not doing mixed ones, though. You're having separate ones with the blokes and separate...
We are having a mixed teachers one with Diana, which I think will be really... I mean, the whole idea of the Iyengar Yoga Centre that Diana and Mike run, Yoga West, is not only to make everybody feel good, but to obviously inform people. Like, obviously, this slot here is, you know, the more information you have, the more choices you can take in your life. And there will be a teacher's workshop where she'll be dealing, she'll be helping us understand the correct way to go about particularly helping the pelvic floor for both men and women.
Okay.
Also, there is a lecture that people, if you're not actually a yogi type person or you find that it's all a bit threatening or you're scared of the bricks, there is a lecture that you can attend. So it is actually open for everybody. People with pelvic floors need not apply, really. And just come and...
Without a pelvic floor.
so you're saying everyone's pelvic floor could do with a bit of strengthening?
Highly likely.
So the exercises we do at the moment, you know, I will tell people to tighten the muscles around the bottom and tighten halfway through when they're doing a pee to try and get control over it. Mm. What does yoga offer above the traditional pelvic floor exercises that, say, a physiotherapist would hand out to you?
Well, I think that the whole idea of yoga is that it treats something holistically.
Okay.
So you become much more aware of how you are that day, that whenever, whether it's raining or not, and how you feel that month or not. It also makes you, because of that, it makes you much more sensitive to how you are. So it's all very well to say, well, okay, tighten this and do that, but how are you doing it? Mm. What are you doing it for? What is your end game? And so yoga will treat certain things specifically. If you can, you know, everything is done by a very experienced teacher.
Uh-huh.
So in our particular type of yoga, it takes a long time to get to the experience that Karen Wild has to apply these particular techniques and experiential background. So it takes the whole person, and it doesn't just deal with one thing. So there is an impact, you know. Okay, if you're a bit leaky or it's not very pleasant, it has an emotional impact. It has a psychological
huge,
impact.
Huge psychological impact.
Massive. So it can deal with all of that as well. I mean, yoga is the bringing together the mind, the body, and the breath.
I mean, many people will have been in denial about this. A lot of evidence of people, particularly when they suffer from any level of incontinence, often hide it from their partner, let alone take it and talk to their GP about it. So the emotional aspect is huge, isn't it? So there needs to be a lot of sensitivity. People are clearly coming to this workshop are worried that they might have a little accident or that it might be hard for them. How do you get over that embarrassment?
And one way we're doing that is by separating men and women, just to give them that opportunity to explore what's going on. They don't have to talk about their own issues personally, but Karen has huge experience of all areas. another thing that Karen talks about is the different ways you can use your body in order to impact on that area. For example, in yoga, we spend a lot of time using learning how to use the legs correctly, and that impacts on good pelvic floor health. Another thing is if you turn yourself upside down, for example, you're altering your anatomy and thereby promoting just a different sensation in the body, which can have a different effect.
It is fairly horrific. You must walk around looking at people's postures and the way that they slump and the way that they just configure in one position and never leave it.
We're both sitting here smiling, yes.
I have a terrible slouch, I know. When you're slouching over a microphone,
you're right
slouching
now,
over a computer.
Yes,
I can. No, I'm going to put it back now.
Get your shoulder bones
put my
back.
Man boobs to the front, and that's much better. Okay, so tell me about the bricks. What are they about?
The bricks. Stand up.
Yeah, okay. I'm standing up now. She's coming at me with the bricks.
Okay.
That was me lifting the microphone. That squeaky noise. That wasn't my pelvic floor.
Have your socks and shoes on, but don't you?
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
We'll do our best. Okay. Stand with your feet slightly apart. I'm going to insert this brick.
Yes.
About there. You can arrange it if you wish.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to squeeze that brick and you're going to lift it up. Get your feet parallel.
Okay. Well, how do I lift it up?
You look like no. Get your heels out and your toes in. That's it.
What, like that?
No. Just parallel.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So you squeeze that brick with your inner thighs from your outer thighs.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
Okay. And now you feel. Look ahead, don't look at me. I'm down here. And then draw that brick up from
with
the inside.
What? Draw it up from the inside?
From the inside.
Well, how would I do
so
that?
So you say that you say to your patients...
No, they're taking a photo of me now. This is something. This is going to be tweeted all over the place. I'm drawing a brick up.
You say
up
to your patients, squeeze. Where are you squeezing? How are you doing it? What are you... What are you doing? Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I see.
So you take it beyond the... This is purely an exercise. Hmm?
Okay.
So you take your awareness...
Right.
...to a particular place, and you use that method of that brick...
Okay.
...and you draw it up. Draw it up inside.
So if I had a pelvic floor of iron, of steel, I'd be able to actually shift the movement of this brick, would I?
Yes,
or is it purely a metaphor? No,
no, it's not a metaphor.
People actually shift the brick up their thighs, can
not,
they?
Not, well... Mr. Iyengar probably can.
Mr. Iyengar can?
Yeah, no, there you go.
Is he coming over too or not?
How's that? We wish.
Wow, look at that. Okay, well, I shall remember that. That's a good
I'm
tip.
Sure you will.
The brick is an excellent tip. And what about yoga generally? In these difficult times where money is tight, are you finding people are still coming as part of coping with hard times? Are they enrolling for yoga workshops?
Yes, they are. Yes. My husband and I took over in last September at Yoga West, and what we've done is spend a lot of time in letting the whole of Bristol know that we're in, that we've jazzed up the place, and it's all very warm and welcoming. And we'd like more people to come back actually to Yoga West, and which they are beginning to do, which is lovely. We run a lot of foundation courses there, which will introduce people to the basics of a yoga practice. So that's a good way to get started.
So what's the oldest person you have at the moment doing yoga?
We have an 88-year-old who came to a new course last week, which is pranayama work, which is breathing work, the breathing element of a yoga practice.
So you don't get the bricks out on it first?
Well, as a matter of fact, the first thing that he wanted to do was go and put himself upside down in the ropes.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, absolutely.
The nice thing about Yoga West, working there, I have to say, is the cross-section we have of people. Mm. I have quite young... I run the women's class on a Thursday morning, where we actually do use quite a lot of bricks, think about the pelvic floor, think about women's issues. But for me, it is the cross-section of people that come, and the equipment that we have. Iyengar is very well known for use of equipment for the quality of the poses.
And what's the youngest person you've had in a yoga workshop?
The children.
Well, yes, we run children's classes, in fact, for 7 upwards.
Wow.
And we have family classes as well. In fact, we've got a family class on tomorrow lunchtime.
The whole family come?
The whole family come, grannies and neighbours and
so instead of going to church on a Sunday morning, you could do some yoga?
Well, yes, well, they can come after church.
So tell us quickly, if people want to find out more, what do they have to do?
Well, the best way to find out more is to look at the website, which is yogawest.co.uk. All the information about Karen Wild's workshop is up there. You can also give us a call on 924-330. That's a Bristol number.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That was fascinating. Diana Perry and Lizzie Biggin from Yoga West. And Yoga in the Pelvic Floor is next week. Go onto the website and find out more.